This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Today it's the Balderdash edition. This from the Associated Press. Mark Thiessen with the byline. The headline reads, a 700-pound boulder pins Alaska man face down in a glacier creek for 3 hours.
Ouch.
An Alaska man who was pinned face down in an icy creek by a 700-pound boulder for 3 hours survived with only minor injuries, thanks in large part to his wife's quick thinking and a lot of luck. Kel Morris's wife held his head above water, otherwise he would have drowned.
Oh, my God.
For 3 hours.
God.
Kel Morris's wife held his head above water to prevent him from drowning while waiting for rescuers to arrive after Morris got pinned by a boulder, which crashed onto him while they were hiking in a remote area of Anchorage. His second stroke of luck happened when a sled dog company that operates on the glacier overheard the 911 call, and they offered up their helicopter to rescuers, which they could not get to with ATVs. So the man is face down in a creek with his wife holding his head up so he won't drown. And it's only through dumb luck that this dog sled company heard the 911 call and sent their helicopter to get him.
Do y'all remember the movie 127 Hours?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You go into that movie knowing how it's going to end. You're like, oh, God, I can't. This is another movie. Like, this has all of the beats of, like, deep action and buy-in and what's going to happen. Even if you know what's going to happen.
How it's
going
to end.
You still sit there going, oh, God, oh, God. And the woman just holding his head.
Out of the water.
When you first read it, my whole like, from my waist down just hurt. Because the idea of a boulder that size being on your body
700 pounds.
Sends shockwaves of pain through my body.
And he is, again, minor injuries.
I would love to know what minor includes. Like, is it a broken this or a bruised
dislocated
that,
or shoulder or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Or because Mia would be like, oh, he has no leg. Like, there should be massive injuries.
Yeah, this story does not include anything about that. It just says that once the rescuers got there, it took 7 men and inflatable airbags to get the boulder off of him as he was drifting in and out of consciousness. Morris, 61, says he realizes he's probably the luckiest man alive and luckier that I have such a great wife. Hey, honey, remember when you didn't want to do the laundry that time?
Oh, you don't want to go to the movie? I'm recalling when I held your head for 3 hours.
3 hours.
We're going to see the new John Wick movie.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
that's the way amazing. Morris landed, there were rocks under him, in between his legs, and around him that actually caught the weight of the boulder, preventing him from getting crushed.
There it is. Okay.
But the massive rock still had him pinned, and he did feel intense pain in his left leg. He thought his leg was going to snap. But again, amazingly, got out of there without any life-threatening injuries.
And I do not mean this as a joke at all. But that to me just says, if you're going to take these expeditions, these big hiking, go with someone.
When he and his wife go hiking this weekend, they're going to stick to established trails.
When they go hiking this weekend, I'm retiring. I will go find a park, sit on a bench and go, look at that lovely nature that can't. Well, it could kill me, but not as easily as a boulder.
No, he says we're going to stop trailblazing and stick to known trails. Probably a good idea.
Very
that wraps
good idea.
Up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.